your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Not quite. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, if it isn't that time. Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or possibly you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at Spotify, at your favorite application, or crabdiving.com. However, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the splurting fuck out of it.
Splurting.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about, lots to yell about, lots to hopefully laugh, a little to laugh about, I hope. As we prepare, everybody's going to go fucking vote tomorrow and bring lots of friends.
Yay!
Unless you've already voted.
Yay!
Let's gird your loins and strap in, everybody. In whatever order you like.
Right.
Thanks for joining us. Join us on social media and all that shit during the show or anytime. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Oh, and did I just hear from Gobbler? Hey, Gobbler, who are you voting for tomorrow?
I like turtles.
Oh, okay. He's going to go with the turtles. That's fine.
Mitch McConnell, apparently.
Good choice.
I don't think he's on the ballot anywhere.
Right. What a dickhead he is.
Join us, as I said, social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter and Instagram and Crab Diving on Facebook. Warm, loving community.
Yummy.
Lots of memes and shit, stuff we get to on the show, stuff we don't get to.
Yes.
A couple of right-wing trolls to slap around a little bit.
Ooh, yes. We're not violent. We're just mean.
To e-slap around.
Right, right.
Rhetorically slap around.
We're going to digitally kick you in the asshole.
God, there's a couple of stories that are just, God.
What's wrong with these people?
This country is, it's just icky.
It really
right
is,
now, it's just
dude.
Icky. I mean, that's a technical assessment. Yeah, and racist and xenophobic and fucking and hate gay people and hate Muslims. It's just, it's exhausting. Goddamn white people that
right.
to which we speak, angry
yes.
white Republicans. What, aren't you sick of being afraid and rage-filled all the time? Aren't you sick of it?
Fuck you, cuck.
God.
I want my guns.
There's some scary shit going on. Tomorrow is the big day, everybody. I'm optimistic.
Yes.
Actually. But cautiously optimistic. I'm also prepared to get bent over the pinball
Ooh,
machine
shit.
By the country. And
right.
It could be I'm not going to get gobsmacked like I was in 2016.
That was insane. I remember asking you, I was like, he's not going to win. You can't win. He can't win, right? And you're looking at the math and you're like, no, you can't. It's like, what the fuck?
Right.
Right.
I was wrong.
Yay.
Let's get to the headlines and then we'll get to all the rest of the other bullshit that they're pulling.
For
these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, November 5th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
Is your headlines.
Oh, yes.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Oh, we know. We know.
You don't care. You don't want the truth. You don't want to be helped.
That car rant's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Where does he play now? Where's he at? 4chan?
On the corner with a megaphone. With a megaphone.
Is it true he you can hear his show in the Penny Saver?
And he was yelling at a pile of shit.
Oh, that's right.
Literally.
It doesn't matter, but why the fuck was he doing that?
He was outside the Nuremberg rally in Houston.
Nine.
And he there were police horses apparently.
Okay.
And some of them left a little present in the street.
Yes.
And some journalists were walking through the press area and they got footage on their cell phones of this idiot bent over yelling at the pile of horse shit, doing shtick for his camera.
He loves it.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you're voting for Beto.
Loves it. Man, do you think those horses, should cops have horses? Do they need them?
You know, I'm not a big fan of that, but
I mean, really,
if it's bitless, I'm a little more okay with it, but I don't like when they use mouth bits.
What about their shoes, their feet, their hooves, whatever they have?
They're
on the pavement.
They're shooed. That's
constantly?
Why they have shoes. That's why they have shoes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But when I was in New Orleans a couple weeks ago, there were popo on ho-ho's horses. And in the French Quarter, which is
right,
batshit.
It's crazy.
At midnight on a Friday night, just saying.
I just feel bad for those horses, man. It didn't look like...
I felt bad for the horses because there's so many drunk people and everybody wants to pet the horse.
God.
And the cops were being cool.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, yeah, sure. You can
to
pet
the white
him.
People.
You can pet them. You can pet them, you know, and
right,
stuff
right.
like that. No, there were black people there too. And they didn't,
were they allowed to pet
they
the
didn't,
horses
They didn't
well?
Have the horses stomp
I mean,
on them or anything.
Good job, New Orleans cops, I guess.
Since when does your no mean yes?
Who is that? Is that Alec Baldwin?
It's going back.
Oh, okay.
By the way, there's a follow-up on the...
Crab diving follow-up.
We haven't even done the headlines yet, but Alec Baldwin's story may not...
He didn't punch somebody?
May not, it may be mutual combat.
Oh, shit.
Because there's some grainy... security camera footage, and it appears that the two of them were like pushing each other before punches
How?
Were thrown. So it's not as if Alec Baldwin followed the guy, ripped him out of his car, socked him in the side of the head.
Yes.
By the way, it's also been characterized as more of a slap
Ooh,
than
yes.
a punch.
Okay. How the fuck? A slap? He slapped the guy? Oh, God.
No, I'm kidding.
Damn,
I'm kidding.
Slap fight. How the fuck does a guy.
I'm doing a slap fight thing
yes.
here for those not looking through
right,
the window.
Right, you pervs. How the fuck does a guy in his 60s get in a fight? How?
He's an asshole.
I mean.
We've never, you know, the right was dancing. We've never said he's not an asshole.
Right.
We know he's an asshole.
I don't claim the fucking
right.
guy. He's a rich, entitled dude that busts out the F word.
But he doesn't. Really fucking funny Trump on Saturday Night Live. And just the
right.
fact that it tweaks Trump's taint
yes.
makes it all the sweeter. Schadenfreude.
Wait a second. Alec Baldwin makes Trump's taint sweeter.
Tweaks Trump's
taint. So that makes life what?
For us, it's better.
Sweeter.
Because
okay.
anything that that tweaks Trump's taint...
Fuck.
That's a good pre-show
that
tongue
sounds
twister.
Like, that sounds like something that fascist Dr. Seuss might put in a book.
He was a little anti-Semitic. Was that the deal?
Yes, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so.
I don't remember.
I remember reading. Somebody tweet us, was Dr. Seuss a big-ass Nazi? Yes or no?
Because I thought there were some anti-Hitler cartoons that he drew or something like that, but...
I don't know.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Yeah, maybe he's a racist.
You know, W, you can't get fooled again. And I would bet you can get fooled again and again and again. And I bet, W, if they brought you back to that fucking place, was it in China? He was on the stage and he couldn't figure out how to get off.
Oh, that's spectacular. Yeah.
It would go down the same way.
Yeah.
Unless Michelle Obama was there to fucking help you, okay?
Oh, it was racist, I think.
Right.
Before Dr. Seuss was famous, he drew these sad racist ads, it says in one.
God. How fucked up. God, our culture's just fucked. America.
Well, but I thought he got better. I mean, if it was jobs he did as a younger illustrator, I mean, that's horrific.
Right.
But it was, you know, the 20s and 30s and 40s.
God, is our society,
hopefully I was going to say, hopefully we've evolved a little, but
maybe
not with the stories I got coming.
No,
yeah,
really. Because I was saying, I think of American culture like this. It started out really, really racist, and it's still really, but it got less. It's getting less and less and less racist, but it's still really, really racist.
Right.
We still got a long way to go yes. in the racist Tootsie Pop to
sure.
get to the center, whatever the fuck that means.
Over to the commie pinko liberal Huff Post.
But I think before we get totally unracist, I think the environment's going to just gobble us up. We're going to end up in the fucking water.
It.
Yeah.
The headline says, Trump ad, too racist for Fox News.
God.
If you don't know what's been happening, there's a...
I don't even know what that means.
They kind of called it a Willie Horton-like ad, which is just a blatantly racist ad that Trump tweeted. Illegal immigrant Luis Bracamontes killed our people. And then it's got him saying, I killed expletive cops laughing. Ha, 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 ha. And, well, here, listen.
God, what is wrong with everybody? Fuck off.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please step out of the hallway.
They're fucking dead.
They're fucking dead. I don't fucking ever get that shit, he said.
Kill more.
I will break out soon. I'll kill more.
Democrats led him into our country.
I wish I could fucking kill more of those assholes, is what the guy's saying. I'm going to kill more cops soon as he's being led away in chains.
Right.
Democrats let him stay, it says.
Good Lord.
Oh, these are apparently a horde of illegals that are rampaging. Yeah.
What is up with that music? What is that music? Is that what music is coming? What is that?
That's like Predator music when they're showing brown people that are heading toward the border.
And it also, too, thank you, Mod Gon. Dr. Seuss is not a Nazi. His cartoons are anti-fascism.
I thought he had.
I was wrong.
He was anti. Well, but he had some racisty shit. I remember there was something in his past.
And I went to school in
at
Georgia,
crab diving.
So there's a lot of shit I just, you know, get wrong.
Thanks,
Mike. It's not my fault. No, it's my fault, but, you know.
Here's the rest of the
thing. He says he wants to apply for pardon for the felony he committed. Attempt of murder.
It's apparently a bunch of brownish people pulling down a fence somewhere. Yeah.
Can we just say they're making it sound like African drums from some fucking movie or something? That's what that is.
Yeah, it's like Zulu. You get the point.
They're trying to make the white people feel like the natives.
Did you see Zulu?
Yes, I saw horrific. Zulu. With Michael fucking Caine.
Caine. It's so,
they're making it
so racist.
All those old ass disgusting Trumpolos. They remember Zulu. Oh, remember Shaka Zulu.
They're wistful, though.
What was that movie? That movie was basically Michael Caine puts on a ridiculous outfit, a red coat, really tight pants, and fights people with spears
and
for
then
fucking
what,
2 hours.
And then what Jim Baker talks about happened for 2 hours.
What's
hordes
that?
Of rampaging brown people throwing themselves. Monsters, animals.
Right.
Look at their demons.
Just...
And civilized. Us civilized British are holding out against the evil Zulus who are angry about our colonization.
Yes. You know, the other day I was posed, this is very strange, but I was posed the question, would you rather be Chris Kattan? You know who he is from Saturday Night Live?
Chris Kattan. Sure.
He did the Saturday Night, the Roxbury guys.
Yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
Jim Carrey. And, or would you rather be Chris Kattan or Mel Gibson?
What?
So, it was very weird. And I was like, well, is it me and like Mel Gibson's body? Because Mel Gibson's rich as shit. I'll be Mel Gibson. But it was like that actual person with their beliefs. And I was like, I don't want to be Mel Gibson. Because he's so
but
racist.
What's going on with Chris Kattan that he gets thrown up against Mel Gibson? What kind of fucked up views do Chris Kattan hold?
I don't know. I did do a comedy show one time with Chris Kattan, and his closing act, his little thing, he invites a volunteer up on stage, and he basically takes his pants off and has someone like fucking feel him up.
You told me about that.
I don't even remember. It was bizarre as shit. Anyway. Good God. That's evil. What? Like jungle drums.
I know, yeah. So that's the ad of which even Fox now has stopped airing.
God, guys.
This is from the HuffPo.
That's a network with Hannity and Laura Ingraham, who is a Nazi.
Fourth Reich Barbie. Fox News said Monday it has stopped airing the controversial political ad paid for by President Donald Trump's campaign. They made this ad.
Why are they not running it anymore? I don't understand.
Even they're like, it's too racist. Which likens members of the Central American migrant caravan to a man convicted of killing police officers in the United States. The Trump-friendly network's decision comes after CNN made headlines on Saturday for refusing to air it. And after NBC came under fire for running it during prime time on Sunday night.
But you know what's weird? That's all the shit Trump says.
Well, sure.
He says that in his campaign.
Ad sales president Marianne Gambelli from Fox said upon further review, Fox News pulled the ad yesterday. It will not appear on either Fox News Channel or Fox Business Network.
Holy shit. Then where will the ad run? Where will it run? 4chan?
On Twitter. It's still on Trump's Twitter feed. Okay.
Trump is still... it's still putting the ad out there, but Fox won't because it's too racist.
CNN called out the ad as blatantly racist in reply to critical tweets from Trump Jr., president's eldest son, who charged that the network would only run fake news and won't talk about real threats.
Wait, Fox?
No, CNN refused to run it.
Okay, okay.
Don Jr.
Crawled
out of his diaper load like some kind of ass worm that was passed.
Oh, I'm an anal centipede.
And said they'd only run fake news.
God, I mean, Don Jr., they don't want to run an ad with fucking fucked up jungle drums and B-roll of the caravan because it's screwy.
NBC was like, oopsie. After further review, we recognize the insensitive nature of the ad and have decided to cease airing it across our properties as soon as possible.
Hey, I didn't even see it. I just heard you play it, and I know it's racist.
Said some poor dude who got the short straw from the NBC advertising sales department.
Oh, yes. Let me translate. We ran the ad, and then everybody got upset because, yeah, it's really racist, so then we pulled it.
So, you know, that lumbersexual campaign manager he's got now, he should be indicted because he was the head of the social media for Trump's campaign before.
Wow.
And I'm sure he's well into the conspiracy and sharing all the Russian propaganda and everything.
What else would he be fucking doing?
He put out a pissy tweet.
Oh, yes.
So NBC, CNN, Facebook, Facebook's removing it also.
Okay.
Have chosen to stand with those, all caps, illegally in this country. Instead of standing with, caps lock, legal immigrants.
Good God.
And those that follow our laws, the hashtag fake news media and hashtag Palo Alto Mafia.
What the, like the...
Those are the tech...
Big
the evil,
tech mafia?
The evil tech lords who are nasty to conservatives just because just because they erase your tweets that say that Jews should be killed and that blacks are inferior. That's nasty to our First Amendment right.
But don't you think the tech lords are partially responsible for this fascist we have as president?
But they're afraid, they're upset now because people, the backlash has finally hit them. God. And they're removing thousands and thousands of fake accounts. And across social media, they're calling people out for this shit. Yeah. Alex Jones is gone. Gab is gone.
Right, right. But, you know,
Laura Loomer's shut the fuck her. They shut her fucking ass up until at least the election.
Hey, Lumbersexual campaign manager of Trump, you know, I mean, CNN did suck your candidate's dick for a long time during the election. And
I don't know if CNN was as
they.
Well, everybody aired him, but I don't know if they were as obsequious as like
they didn't
like
challenge
Mika
him.
And Joe. And
you know what I mean? But you'd see him on interviews and no one said you're lying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I think they gave Trump a lot of airtime and they, you know, because he got good ratings.
Right. So then they should just air this?
No, that's not my point at all. That's not my point. I'm saying this fucking campaign manager should be nicer to them. Don't be such an asshole that they're not running the ad. I mean, they shouldn't run the ad. That's my point. But these right wing nut jobs, you do one thing against them, they lose their mind.
Right.
Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. I don't, the ad's horrible. It's racist. Of course, I don't think they should run it. I don't think anybody should run it. I haven't even seen it. I've just heard the fucking drums.
Let's see what else is going on here. Let's see what the headline over at the Drudge Report is.
Ooh, yes.
Taking a while to load.
Yes. God, this one fucking cat hangs out across the street all the time. Just paces back and forth in front of that fucking house.
America divided, it says.
Yes.
The verdict. When is the verdict? Trump focus on Senate, brace for surprises, pollsters clueless? ?
Is
one, two, three, four, five different headlines, all the same size. I don't know what the verdict
is. I've been on that before. They're progressive.
Trump makes final push in U.S. midterms elections.
Ooh.
Is what that leads to.
Right.
He's got Nuremberg rallies in Cleveland, Fort Wayne, and Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Oh, oui, oui. Girardeau. Does anything in Missouri need to be named Girardeau?
The other one leads to, with him or against him, Trump looms large over Election Day.
Yes. Well,
yeah, and that's not good for them, probably.
Right. He's a Nazi. He freaks people out.
So I guess this is just about all previews of what's going on tomorrow. Brace for surprises. Pollsters clueless. Yeah, there was a pollster on MSNBC today who... said that they don't know what's happening, but because so many people who haven't voted before are coming out.
Right.
I mean, they think it's not good for the Republicans because a lot of young people are coming out. It's not the percentage that vote of older groups. I mean,
right.
It's just not going to be, but it's already 2, 3, 5 times the turnout it was in the previous couple of elections early voting of all these young people. And that can't bode well for asshole Republicans.
But the thing is, you know, if there's a blue wave, Trump's going to say it's bullshit anyway. You say it's bullshit.
Well,
he's
Kemp's trying to say that the Democrats are hacking and Stacey Abrams and the Democrats of Georgia were like, produce the evidence.
Yeah.
Produce the evidence. Well, I forwarded it to the FBI and the Justice Department. We're going to have them look into it.
Yeah. But they don't know anything about the hacking, right? The FBI and the DOJ.
Well, they won't comment, but they don't, except when it's 11 days before the election.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So those are your headlines, everybody.
Yay.
Buy shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Thanks.
We get paid, baby.
Thanks to those that do.
Danke.
Funny this morning, the Examiner.
Yes.
The Washington Examiner.
That evil fucking right-wing nut job shit rag.
Shit rag. Was trending.
Yes.
Because it had tweeted out. At some point in the middle of the night, I think it was, that... and it's a right-wing Trump-licking rag from Washington. Trump is going to hell. Anyone who ever read the Bible can tell you where it stands on rich adulterers.
Oh, okay.
The key to God's forgiveness is repentance. Trump's entire political career has been about the exact opposite of that.
Yes.
Also, this paper is garbage for promoting Trump and God, in quotes. of course, they're squealing now. They got hacked.
Yes.
Somebody tweeted that out. But they were trending all morning because of that.
Twitter got hacked?
But then that was the only tweet.
Yeah.
That said that.
Right.
Like, obviously, we got hacked.
Maybe it was somebody that worked there that had access to the Twitter.
I guess they're...
Who knows?
I guess that's what they're looking into.
Yes.
It's at DC Examiner.
That's funny. I wish somebody would go into take over Fox News' Twitter or something.
They pinned 10 hours ago. The Washington Examiner's Twitter feed was hacked and a tweet was posted that did not come from our staff. We are taking appropriate action and will issue a further statement if necessary.
Oh, cool. Wow.
So that was funny.
Or not.
This morning.
I think it's funny, yeah.
Then we've got what other thing here is on my computer. This is from over the weekend. The former, was he governor of Georgia?
Who?
Sonny Perdue?
Oh, yes, he was.
Now our...
weird-looking guy.
Secretary of Agriculture.
Yes.
Currently.
Right.
Over the weekend, did he tweet this or did he say it? I think he said it.
Perfect.
And I want to go back into... some of Sonny's previous convos and see if he's used this term before.
Oh, shit.
This is like Ron DeSantis saying, we're going to monkey this up.
Oh, God. Who uses that as a fucking verb? I mean, that's bizarre.
Sonny Perdue, this is at a DeSantis rally.
The racist.
During a Saturday rally for Florida Republican candidate Ron DeSantis. President Donald Trump's top agriculture official was talking about the importance of Florida's gubernatorial race. Andrew Gillum.
Yes.
Who is running to be the first black governor here.
Cool.
Sonny Perdue said, public policy matters, leadership matters, and that's why this election is so cotton picking important to the state of Florida. I hope y'all don't mess it up.
See, that cotton picking thing really rolls off the tongue if you're an old white racist southerner.
I mean, I've heard it. At least that's a phrase.
Yes.
That exists. Not like monkeying something up, which does not exist in any normal conversation.
But cotton picking it's derogatory.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
See, that's just something. See, these guys are just so old and they're so fucking racist. It's in their bones.
I mean, one would say, what does cotton picking mean? You're out of your cotton picking mind. Well, who picked cotton?
Slaves.
And what color are slaves?
They're not white, Pat.
Interesting.
Yes.
You know, of course. They denied, everybody's racist. Look at you playing the race card.
Well, here's the thing. It's racist, right? But he's just used to saying it, probably. Sonny Perdue probably says that all the fucking time. So it just rolls off his tongue. That doesn't mean it's, you know.
Well,
not,
I'm sure the N-word rolls off right. his tongue pretty easily too.
These guys, every once in a while, when they're on camera just talking, they, you know, something slips because, you know, they're just fucking racists.
During an October 21st debate, Gillum directly addressed the monkey this up remark.
Yes.
In a racial context after the moderator asked DeSantis about the comments, Gillum said he has only continued in the course of his campaign to draw all the attention he can to the color of my skin. The truth is, I've been black all my life. So far as I know, I will die black. DeSantis fiercely pushes back against any accusations that he's a racist.
So why in the first time, this first, since he got the nomination, why did he use the term monkey as a verb? I mean, it's fucking weird.
He's lying.
Oh, okay.
When I was downrange in Iraq, we worked as a team regardless of race. Oh, look at that. When I was downrange in Iraq.
Right.
The moderator at the debate also asked DeSantis about the fact that he's spoken at conferences organized by conservative David Horowitz, who has in the past sparked controversy for statements like the country's only serious race war is against whites.
No shit.
DeSantis said, how the hell am I supposed to know every single statement someone makes? I'm not going to bow down to the altar of political correctness. I'm not going to let the media smear me.
It's not political correctness that we're talking about. We're trying to figure out if a guy running for governor is at his heart a racist, which will, I imagine, influence the shit he does in office.
And that's when Gillum had the line of the election so far when he said, I'm not calling Mr. DeSantis a racist. I'm saying the racists believe he's a racist.
It's
funny how there was a delay because I think DeSantis is really dumb. He does not. I don't know. It's just me. Maybe. I don't know.
Is he like a lughead?
He doesn't come across as a real bright one.
Is he a bro?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was a moment of like, what does that mean? Oh, like you could see it go on his stupid little racist face.
Yeah. Yeah.
As he went through those emotions.
God. This is a gross. There are the grossest white men running for shit in the South this time around. That Brian Kemp and this racist. What a bunch of shit bags.
Stacey Abrams was asked about the comment from Sonny Perdue.
Yes.
And she said, I think there's certainly a throwback element to the language that we're hearing coming out of the Republican Party that is unfortunately disparaging to some communities. It may be unintentional. Look at her trying to be diplomatic. She knows it's not unintentional. It may be unintentional, but signals a deeper misinformation about what Andrew Gillum can accomplish, about what I can accomplish. And so what we're going to do is stand on our records and on our plans, and we're going to win these elections. Was it over the weekend or Friday maybe that Trump said she's unqualified?
Oh, yeah.
Unqualified. Yep. Totally, completely unqualified. Yale.
Right.
And in the state legislature for a while and was the state minority leader.
Yeah, in a leadership position.
Right.
I mean, fuck.
But no, she's, you know, she's a woman and she's black. So,
I mean, I agree with Stacey Abrams about what he said. It might have been unintentional, but you know, what was that? What's that movie, that Tarantino movie, The Hateful Eight?
Yes.
Okay. There's one character that says the N-word constantly, right?
I
can't remember.
A couple, but yes.
And I'm sure they aren't thinking, that character's not really, just says it, right? It's just second nature. Like this cotton picking thing he said is second nature to Sonny Perdue.
Right.
It's still racist. He just doesn't think about it.
I think that's why I said I want to go back and see how often Sonny Perdue uses the term cotton picking.
Right. I mean, I'm not letting the guy off the hook for being racist. I think my opinion is worse. My thing's worse. That just means it's just, the guy just exhales racism.
So that's what's going on there. Right. Good news from all the polls, really. Nevada Dean Heller there is the Republican jizz stain is down.
Jizz stain.
Who was never Trump, remember? Oh, Trump is so uncivilized. I hate him. And now he's got Trump DNA pouring out of his eyes. He's so full of it. He's down by 3 or 4 points.
Right.
Which is a good sign in Nevada, I believe.
Yes.
And I saw a couple other that are looking like Claire McCaskill is up. She's been down.
Right.
She looks like she's up by 2 or 3 points in a recent poll in Missouri.
You know what's weird? Like, so Dean Heller was a never Trumper, but now he's embracing it to get elected.
Yes.
But why didn't he walk away like Jeff Flake did?
Because he wants to stay.
Okay.
And he's, you know, he's a Republican, so no scruples, morals, ethics, right. standards. Sure. Trump sucks. I love him. He's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
He said last week, a couple weeks ago, he was at a Nuremberg rally in Nevada, and Trump said Heller said, "Mr. President, everything you touch turns to gold."
Oh my. Fuck. Blah. Just suck him off. I mean, really? It's so gross.
My prostate's gold right now, Mr. President,
yes.
From you.
Look at the Midas touch in my colon.
We've got good news.
Yes.
Again.
Right.
In the Trumpian era.
With a caveat.
The Supreme Court on Monday refused to hear a case challenging the constitutionality of California's concealed carry laws.
Oh, shit.
Which give locally elected sheriffs discretion over issuing license for good cause.
So a sheriff independently can say, oh, this guy over here probably needs a concealed carry because whatever.
I guess.
That sounds bad.
Two Sacramento County residents were denied licenses more than 10 years ago, arguing that they're deprived of my Second Amendment right.
Oh, my God.
The law allows each city and county the power to issue a written policy setting forth the procedures for obtaining a concealed carry license for good cause.
Yes.
It also allows retired popo to obtain concealed carry permits without having to show good cause. They get to keep their boomsticks. Why?
Right.
If you are a retired police officer, why should we give you a concealed carry permit without cause?
I mean, there's a reason you're retired, right?
Right.
Because you don't want to be a cop anymore.
And if you're retired, you no longer get to deprive people of their rights.
So why do you have the gun?
Shouldn't. I think they should have to hang their gun up when they leave.
Right.
For their shift.
But
lock it in the locker at the in the arsenal at the police station. There's no reason whatsoever that they need to be taking their gun home.
Yeah, but these are people, you know, that think they believe in the good guy with a gun theory. They think if somebody starts shooting up a school, some guy'll, you know, jump up like, I don't know, Chuck Norris and take out some motherfuckers. But there's no evidence to support that would happen, right?
The residents argued that a sheriff was issuing permits to friends, donors, and supporters.
Oh, God. See, friends. There isn't any. He just wants to do people favors. If you donate to my campaign, I'll let you carry a gun. God damn.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the district court's decision to dismiss the case. The court held that the Second Amendment does not protect in any degree the carrying of concealed firearms by members of the general public.
Damn.
What? I can hide it. It's in the Constitution.
What about that caravan?
So there you go there.
Right.
That's what be going on there. There's a couple of militia stories that are just fucking terrifying. One is that, you know, they're heading down to the border.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
They're going to protect us.
Nothing good is going to come from this shit.
And then the other one is this one is kind of scary as fuck.
Yes.
because this is one of these militia groups. I'm hoping somebody's watching these people.
How do you watch all these guys? There's so many militias, man.
Because, well, I'm sure there are. Was it Comey that said, one of the former FBI dudes was like, you know, one of their main things that they're looking at is domestic terror.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these militias that are running around the woods.
These angry fucking white guys playing war games.
The, of course, I forgot to pull that story. I know where it's at. But the, this is, I think this is Georgia. This is Georgia.
Fuck you.
So they've got a Facebook page, and on their Facebook page, this like 3% something or other, you know, I mean, they all have the most ridiculous names for their stupid militia groups, their little, run around the woods.
But the numbers mean something, don't they? Don't they have some stupid fucking meaning?
I think so. This is, Georgia.
Suck my dick.
And it's a shooting range. Ooh, business.
Okay.
And a militia.
Right.
A pro militia gun range. How scary is that?
That's terrifying.
A pro militia gun range in Florida, posted on their Facebook.
Yes.
It's a group calling itself the 3% Security Force Intel.
Oh, God, that's so fucking stupid.
It's like a video game. It's like, yeah. It's like some sad little boys who are playing live Call of Duty.
And now they want to go shoot women and children fleeing violence.
Oh, no, not these guys.
Oh, okay.
No, they want to shoot us and Stacey Abrams. It says 3% Security Force exclusive report on midterms to air Monday. Spoiler alert. I don't think. Oh, it's not up yet. I'm very disappointed. Spoiler alert. Monday, you will see 3% Security Force tell the world we have President Trump's 6. If commies win Tuesday and go forward with usurping and impeaching, you got to come through 3%.
Oh,
we will defend our president. We want President Trump to kick the shit out of deep state / police state, which is
how terrifying,
blindingly ironic. Yeah. And Stacey Abrams for governor in Georgia, you flag burning, gun grabbing socialist biatch. We will defend our state and the Second Amendment. Tune in Monday for the exclusive Guns Up.
Oh, wow.
Exclamation point.
Did they really say biatch?
B-E-E-O-T-C-H. Oh,
God, these guys are like, these people are terrifying. They're like bros, but little immature assholes playing war. Biatch. I mean, what do we expect? Fucking Donald Trump says all these this horrible shit at the Nuremberg rallies. He wants chaos like this, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's thrilled about this one.
Or else, why would he?
There's a picture of 4 white assholes.
Yeah. Are all these people white in this fucking militia? Let me go out on a limb.
The pictures I'm looking at.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing any brown faces. A lot of them wearing masks. They squeal about Antifa. They should pass laws where you can't wear masks.
Right. You know, on Vice, you know, that network that was ran by that lunatic MRA fucknut.
Well, it's still a good network. They got rid of him, though.
Oh,
but yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Gavin McInnes from the Proud Boys.
Oh, yes. They did a long thing on these militias. And it's serious bullshit. I mean, they're running around in the woods, like, actually training.
Like for this shit. And now they're saying they're threatening Stacey Abrams, basically. You flag-burning, gun-grabbing socialist biatch. We will defend our state and the Second Amendment. Guns up. What does that mean?
Guns up. I don't know. Yeah. I imagine. I'm not a gun guy. It sounds a little ominous. What is our state, by the way? We're going to defend our state.
The white people's state from the Negro biatch who wants to take their guns away.
But if the people vote for Stacey Abrams, then that's the state's leader. Even though she's black, guys. I hate to break it to you. I mean, God, what a bunch of fucking assholes.
2 hours ago, they put up little something for the commies trolling this page. Number one, Abrams gonna lose. Number two, Democrat Party is now under investigation with the FBI, which
oh,
it's
God.
Just,
See, that's just a lie.
And number three, oh no, whatever will you do? LMAFO. They're so... They're sad little boys. There's an example of it. Oh, yeah? What are you going to do about it?
And they believe the narrative that Mueller is actually going to bring Obama, Hillary, and all these people to justice at the end, right? It's a secret plot.
Oh, my God. This is a new one. Guns up, it says.
Yay.
A militia group is currently preparing for a fight against the Democratic Party after the midterm election in the United States on Tuesday.
I mean, that's scary as shit, dude.
Far in the countryside in a southern Georgia forest, TV2's U.S. correspondent Jesper Seinmetz met the controversial militia Georgia 3rd 3% security force. Oh, this is a story from... before, I think that they're printing the text of it.
Can our FBI just go arrest these fuckers and get them? Why do we have this bullshit?
Well, that's what I mean. I'm hoping.
Why are we suffering this?
I hope someone's watching these guys.
I mean, there's so many of them. I mean, do people like this show up at the polls and intimidate?
Well, that's happening too. They're worried about that people are going to show up and I saw some video of some angry older white guy pacing back and forth like across the street from an early voting place yelling at black people as they were going in.
Yelling what?
Communist! So you're going to vote for the socialist?
Communist! Damn!
That's what these pinheads... and this 3%er page are saying, oh, the commies trolling this page.
The nice thing about the Republicans, if you're dumb as shit, the ceiling's still not that low for you. You can go far with these loons.
Dumber,
you know what I
mean?
Yeah, if you're an idiot, they'll take you. It's fine.
For what?
Oh, God. You know what? That is a good fucking point.
And Christian. And
got to be white.
Straight, male.
You can't be gay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they're real open to their LGBTQ brethren and sistren.
Listen, if there's anybody out there that has a picture or a video of Donald Trump sucking a big black dick, please, please release that before tomorrow
I don't know if that would matter.
Oh, that would matter.
I don't think they would do it themselves, but I'm not 100% sure that would matter.
Oh, yeah, dude. That would freak. Yes.
Trump would say fake news.
Yeah, that's true.
Fake news. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes, follow us on Twitter at crabdiving and facebook.com/crabdiving.
This lovely angry Monday.
Yes.
As I'm trying to find this, don't forget you can buy shit through our Amazon portal.
Oh, right. Go to Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a big... fat fucking chunk of. Did you know that the EPA took...
I was just clicking on an EPA story.
They took the page about climate change off their website.
Oh, that was... wasn't it a while ago? Or they removed something a while ago. Yeah,
I saw something recent and I put it up today, or it's going up tomorrow or something.
But I was just...
maybe I'm wrong.
I was just clicking on an EPA story.
Okay.
EPA Chief of Staff Ryan Jackson... told employees today the EPA has no tolerance for racism.
Why is he having to say that?
Because of recent incidents they are investigating of offensive words being scrawled on whiteboards at the agency's headquarters in Washington.
At the EP fucking A, man. Yeah. Like somebody's taking a marker and writing like the N-word and shit.
The N-word is, they said the EPA will hold the individuals who are spreading these messages responsible. They're taking every measure available to find the person or persons who wrote the messages.
Yes.
If you have experienced these actions or have information you believe could be helpful to hold individuals accountable for these actions, please let your supervisors know.
Who's doing this? Who would do this? Because to me, I think of the EPA, aside from what's-his-face, Scott Pruitt, a bunch of guys running around with beakers and lab coats doing tests and shit like that. Are they mostly scientists?
The Inspector General's office was asked to investigate.
Uh-oh.
Also, excuse me. The messages, which include the N-word, the all-staff email comes after reports that the EPA headquarters has been battling a number of anonymously written racist messages on the whiteboard.
Oh, God.
Of the agency's Office of Public Affairs. Last week's message was one of at least six that they know about.
What the fuck? Can the Trump administration not have one fucking day without some weird fucking bullshit?
Are there any adults anywhere in this administration?
No.
Who writes that kind of shit on a whiteboard?
I don't know what to tell you. If you told me this story happened at some fucking high school in Georgia, I would be like, Right. Oh, yeah, I can see
that. I think you should check out Stephen Miller's writing.
It's the EPA,
it's his handwriting.
Though.
Well, I don't know how far the EPA offices are from
it's the EPA, man. But, I mean, he put his own people in there, right? Didn't he put his own people in the EPA?
They have no leads. Oh. In a separate instance this fall, EPA acting administrator Andrew Wheeler was criticized for liking a racist meme on Facebook.
Well, maybe he did it.
Check Wheeler's handwriting.
If they can't figure out who did this, then somebody needs to get fired, because surely there's cameras all over the fucking place. Just look at the cameras, you dumbasses.
Oh. Wheeler liked from his personal Facebook account a meme that depicted then-President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama sitting at a sports game looking on intently while a white person's hand holds up a banana in the foreground.
It was him.
That's classy as hell.
He did it.
He liked that.
That's like the lowest kind of... I mean, that's dehumanizing. He's saying for our president, our president, you know, was a monkey or something. You
and
know?
We're distracted at a sporting event by a banana.
By a banana. You fuckhead. You like that? He liked that, and then he gets a job in government. Horrible.
The agency under Trump has also been criticized for turning a blind eye to race as it's rolled back a number of environmental regulations. Studies have shown that pollution disproportionately affects communities of color.
If some guy, some high-profile politician type, likes a picture on Twitter where Obama is portrayed as an ape who can't help but stare at a fucking banana, I don't know what we should expect from this administration ever. That's why nothing good can come from Trump. Nothing good can come. This guy's the chief of staff of the EPA.
This other guy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Wheeler is the poobah there.
Oh, is he? Is he
took over from Pruitt.
Oh, God. And he liked the banana picture.
Yes.
Well, fuck it. Nothing good can come out of that EPA. Not one thing.
That was from The Hill.
God, shit.
Conservative rag.
I mean, even on Trump's worst day, does he like a picture of Obama eating a banana or something like that? Yes.
I can see Don Jr. doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Forwarding it.
It's not racist. It just means they like bananas. It's also health conscious.
Remember the tyranny that she wanted kids to eat healthier food for lunch? And That was tyrannical that the Negress was
crazy shit that's been going on. Like school lunches, they would say ketchup is a fucking vegetable.
They were categorizing ketchup as a vegetable. Yeah.
That's insane.
On the fries. Well, there's a vegetable portion there.
Nobody cares about our kids getting educated or having nutrition or anything, or the planet they're going to live on after we're all fucking dead. They care about them as fetuses. You know?
Yeah, there was a, I forget which show on MSNBC today, but they had on two self-identifying evangelicals.
Yes.
One just happened to be white.
Perfect.
And one happened to be African-American.
Yes.
And guess which one was talking about real Christianity means helping people and And you can't say you're pro-life if you're okay with separating children from their parents, live yeah. children from their parents,
yes.
locking them in cages and things like that. Guess which one was like, well, you know, they're still working on the policies.
The white one.
Of course. Trying to justify the horrific views that they have.
Yeah, yeah. How an evangelical could be down for this zero tolerance shit where you separate families and put them in a fucking cage. Depends these kids how, in a cage. I just don't like
how racist they are. Which, you know, is a lot of them are a lot racist.
Right. I mean, Steve at some King. Point, don't they look at themselves in the mirror and you're like, maybe this evangelical thing ain't for me. I like putting kids in cages. You know, maybe just stop with the God charade.
Well, right. And we should stop pretending that everyone finds it distasteful. Some of these assholes are doing victory dances when they were ripping kids away from their parents and locking people up because they're like, it's a deterrent. Make them suffer and they'll stop doing it.
Yeah, and a lot of them are being brought over the border with fake parents that are actually human traffickers.
Oh, yeah.
Citations. No, there's no citations.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
We've got frequent. Well, every time there's a story about this guy, I mean, we tend to play it, but he seems to offer quite a large amount of material.
Yes.
We're talking about none other than, fortunately, for the people
you
of Maine, outgoing governor Paul LePage.
What a lovely dude.
Yep, that guy.
Socialist cocksucker.
That was for left for a Democratic legislator in Maine.
How professional.
It's the governor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the governor's on. It must be exciting, yeah. You know, if you're toiling away in Maine. I said, the governor wants to talk to me. The governor left me a phone message.
This guy probably knew what was coming.
God damn.
He's a Democrat in the legislature because Paul LePage hated them. He was so mad because they wouldn't institute his goose stepping fascist bullshit policies.
Right. Imagine you get a voicemail. You're like, oh, boy, I got a penis in my mouth and I'm a socialist all of a sudden.
And he was vetoing all kinds of good shit, too, just to be a dick. And stuff that the people wanted. The polls would say, we want this, like medical marijuana. He vetoed it. Nope.
But isn't that what Scott Walker does up in Wisconsin?
Well, that's what all of them do. They're not representing the people. They're representing assholes.
Yeah. People that golf at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, here you go. Not too long ago, we played a robocall.
Yes. Oh, God. Made one
to the state of Florida here where Andrew Gillum is running, and it was probably the most racist thing I've ever heard.
It was insane.
It started off with minstrel music, and it was like, hello there, this be Andrew Gillum running for the governorship.
So fucked up.
And I'm not exaggerating. Is that offensive?
Right. And there's another one, right?
And it turns out it's some Nazi hate fuck group in Idaho or something or out west, somewhere out west.
Right.
That are buying robocalls in other states, racist robocalls.
Do they have their own do they produce racist robocalls for all the politicians in the country? I mean,
I'd like to thank them.
How do they get all those accounts?
Road to Power is who claims to be. This is
that
group.
That's creepy.
A white supremacist and anti-Semitic video podcast hosted by Scott Rhodes in Idaho.
Right.
So it is Idaho.
Yes.
Is the group behind the call. Well, this time there's some going out to Georgia voters.
Fuck you, boy.
Magical Negro, Oprah.
Oh my God.
This is the magical Negro, Oprah Winfrey, asking you to make my fellow Negress.
This is the magical Negro Oprah Winfrey asking you to make my fellow Negress, Stacey Abrams.
Really, that guy's Oprah Winfrey voice he's doing?
I don't think he's even trying.
Good Lord, dude.
This is the magical Negro, Oprah Winfrey, asking you to make my fellow Negress, Stacey Abrams, the governor of Georgia. Years ago, the Jews who owned the American media saw something in me, the ability to trick dumb white women into thinking I was like them, and to do, read, and think what I told them to. I see that same potential in Stacey Abrams, where others see a poor man's Aunt Jemima.
A poor man's Aunt Jemima.
Wow.
I see someone white women can be tricked into voting for, especially the fat ones. And so I promise that every single person who votes for Stacey Abrams, we're going to get a new car. So you get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car. Everybody gets a car. And as far as the race-aware whites who are in the way, don't worry about them. Like I said in that famous interview in 2013, white racists just have to die. This message came through.
Jesus Christ.
I think she said something like we usually say, which is, well, you know, it's they're old and they're just going to have to die out.
Yeah, yeah.
So now they're like, white racists have to die.
Oh, God, that's horrible. Jeez. What a shitty Oprah Winfrey, too.
So that's the
oh, boy.
That's the high caliber rhetoric policy, right? They're sticking to policy.
Hey, if you're a Republican, does it bother you that this is what your side does to fucking reach out to you?
They don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
They think it's funny.
Yeah, they probably laugh at it.
We did the guns in Georgia shooting range. Paul LePage is moving. Oh, this is this one. I guess is it? I don't think anybody's dead, so I guess it's funny.
Yes.
And it's very Trumpian also what's going on here, because two hunters.
Yes.
In the sovereign state of Texas.
Fuck you.
Have now been indicted.
Oh, shit.
Because they falsely claimed that they were shot by illegal aliens. falsely claimed it was started by unauthorized immigrants. Michael Bryant and Walker Doherty were indicted by a grand jury in Texas on charges of using deadly conduct by discharging firearms in the direction of others.
Oh, shit. Shooting at people.
There you go.
Good God.
Presidio County.
Fuck you.
Sheriff responded in January at the Circle Doug Ranch.
Hey, man.
Near the border community of Candelaria.
Is that near Rick Perry's Inward Head Camp?
Maybe the same one. I think they changed the name.
Okay.
But they where the sheriff found Doherty and Edwin Roberts with gunshot wounds.
Oh, shit.
They said that immigrants attacked them, trying to steal their RV that the hunting group was using. A false claim that was widely circulated,
yes,
including by the commissioner of the Texas Agriculture, Sid Miller. We've talked about him before, and you got to see pictures of him. He's a cartoon. He wears a giant, giant 10-gallon, 20-gallon hat. Look at me. I'm from Texas.
Eat my dick.
I'm the agricultural commissioner.
Hell yeah, boy. The agricultural commissioner.
Miller frequently shares wrong information.
Yeah.
In controversial social media posts, it says here in the Dallas News.
How is the agricultural commissioner such a fucking racist?
Texas Republican.
Isn't he there just worried about plants?
Texas Republican.
Shit like that. God damn.
He wrote about the incident in a Facebook note that was shared more than 6,500 times before he deleted it.
Oh, okay. Oopsie.
This is why we need a wall and to secure the borders, he wrote. There are violent criminals and members of drug cartels coming in. It must put a stop to it before we have many more Walter Dardies. Walker Dardies, which is the poor white man that got shot by the evil rampaging Mexican illegals.
Were they actually shot, these guys?
An investigation revealed that Doherty shot Roberts and then Brian shot Doherty. They shot each other.
What the fuck, guys? At what point do you think, oh, maybe this scheme isn't worth it? We're both shooting each other. Where did they shoot each other? In the penis?
U.S. Border Patrol agents assisted the sheriff's office search the area with thermal imagery.
Oh, you see, dickheads?
Found no signs of any other persons on the ranch other than the hunting party. A thorough search of the perimeter of the ranch house by the U.S. Border Patrol involved 30 agents, including expert trackers, who concluded there was no sign of any human pedestrian traffic leading to or from the ranch.
You ever watch Law and Order? You ever watch that show?
No. Yes.
If you watch Law and Order, you know that it's impossible to get away with shit like this, for the most part. Most people aren't able to outsmart the cops because they have all this forensic bullshit now.
Frankly, I'm surprised the cops actually gave the real evidence.
God, that's
who's
a good
to say?
Point.
Why didn't they say? Why didn't they make tracks themselves and say, look, we see them. Mexican tracks.
Right. That is weird. Yeah, why didn't they just lie?
These are Border Patrol agents who are actually telling the truth.
I'm confused.
We're vexed.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I don't have the circumstances under, like, how they shot each other.
How far away? It must have been far away, but then... If you're far away, how can you be sure?
No, how do you shoot each other, though?
Well, you point your gun at the other person you're going to shoot, and you pull the trigger, right?
They each suffered gunshot wounds, told a tale of being attacked to steal the RV they were using.
Oh, God. Nobody wants your shitty fucking RV, dickheads.
The sheriff's office investigation is ongoing, but it points to a friendly fire incident on a hunting trip that went very, very wrong.
Oh, shit.
And then they make up lies. Instead of saying we accidentally shot each other, they make up a lie about rampaging Mexicans.
Oh, my God. How offensive.
To save face so they don't look as stupid, violent, and dumb as they are.
Ooh, yeah, they're idiots. This is ridiculous. They shot each other.
That was not.
I mean, did you say where? I mean, did they in the ass?
I don't have any other information.
How bizarre! You think they'll do this again? You think they'll try it again?
There's just so many stories today of just these just rampaging deplorables are just dumb and gross and horrific.
You mean the same people you see at those Trump rallies? Leaning into the media pen, spitting at journalists.
Are surprisingly not nice people.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Speaking of, we've got a former member of Congress and perpetual Cristo Loon, recurring herpes sore.
Yes.
Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, my God.
Is slithered out from somewhere.
When do we stop hearing from her?
Do you know that she is the current, quote, pastor to the United Nations?
What the fuck? Fuck no, I didn't fucking know that. Why do we have that? Why do we have that? What a fucking waste of time.
I don't know that this is an official position.
Somebody made it up? Official position. Reverse cowgirl for the UN.
The last week it was announced at the congregation that Skyline will be expanding its prayer efforts to the United Nations with a ministry that will be led by former Representative Michelle Bachmann.
Great.
So she's taking it upon herself. They're taking it upon themselves.
So
it's not an official.
Yeah.
It's her evangelical organization. Making her their pastor to the United Nations for so that she can somehow
pray.
I don't know, influence the.
If I understand correctly, this loony thing that Michelle fucking Bachmann's in charge of, it's an organization whose mission statement is to pray for the United fucking Nations.
Right, and it's not like it's not like she has a vote.
I can be in
or
charge of
that. She's on the Security Council or anything.
I could run that and get the same results. If you put me in charge of whatever that thing is, where all the only thing we do is pray for the UN, I could run that and you would get the same results as Michelle motherfucking Bachmann. I can pray just as good as Michelle Bachmann.
So, I mean, I can't. I'm just going to say, I can't even read the headline. This is what she has to say. They're talking about, who is she talking to? In case there's another voice. Jan Markle's Understanding the Times.
Oh, shit.
Radio program.
Oh, God.
Here she is talking about.
What a horrible name for a show.
What we would call the group of refugees heading toward.
Yes.
Our border.
Understanding the Times. That sucks. What a shit name.
Well, that's a right wing.
I mean, it's boring.
We have to understand.
But some of these right wing shows have great names. Like, I'm sorry.
I think very likely.
Yeah.
InfoWars. That's great.
Okay.
It's kind of exciting.
Yeah. Sure. Violent.
Yeah. I mean, it's perfect for those fuckers. But at least it's like, you know, this is shitty.
So here's what former representative from Minnesota. Right-wing batshit lunatic Michelle Bachmann has to say about the oncoming caravan.
I think very likely people in this group will try to commit violence, or you've noticed there's some women, there's some children. Mm-hmm. I think just like in Europe, when the little 3-year-old boy tragically washed up on the shores, he was used as an icon to allow millions of migrants into Europe.
Because people were horrified by a dead toddler who was crammed onto a crowded boat, exploited by horrible human traffickers.
Yes.
And capsized, and the kid drowned, and the father found his dead child on the beach, and we saw those pictures. And yes, it was used as something to say, why don't we be more fucking human?
Yeah.
Oh, but you know, it was used as a wedge. To get them to let all those illegals in.
It's used as a wedge. So look how kids are
dying. An icon. She's a Christian, by the way. Whoa. And I'm sure screams about the horrible baby holocaust of abortion.
Hey, Michelle Bachmann, let's talk about an icon you fucking use. What about Jesus? What about emaciated Jesus stapled to the fucking cross, bleeding out all over the fucking place? We got to look at that fucking icon all the time.
That's kind of Pilates Jesus.
Oh, okay.
He's got a very strong core and all those.
Core.
Like in Europe, when the little 3-year-old boy tragically washed up on the shores, he was used as an icon to allow millions of migrants into Europe.
That's going to happen again.
I believe that we should be prepared that some tragic incident may occur.
It could be staged.
It could very well be staged, and they'll use that to try and hang it around President Trump's neck and around.
So something horrific is going to happen to the decent people of the caravan. And, oh, they're thinking about the optics. You know, they might stage it, or they might, you know, something might happen.
She said it might be staged.
Might be staged.
These people sound fucking nuts.
They're horrific. They're monsters.
Right.
On the neck of the Republicans to say, look how cruel these people are. We've got to open our doors to these people. And I think that could be very well what they need to do. So I think President Trump rightly is managing people's expectations. And he has said that he is going to put our military, rightly so, on our border. He said they're not coming in. They may come up, but they are not coming into the U.S. He needs to do this. I know Border Patrol told me when I was down on the border that we allow in over 1 million people legally into the U.S. every year, more than every other country combined. No other country is more generous for allowing.
I don't know that that's necessarily accurate, because didn't the Germans allow in like 400,000 immigrants from the Mideast alone? So I don't know that that's.
I think there are people doing better than us right now.
And
Michelle,
shouldn't we be happy with that?
What
she's
mean?
Talking about immigrants. Immigrants. She didn't say illegals.
Yeah.
We're not letting 1 million illegals in a year. We're letting 1 million immigrants in.
Right. And also, too, the caravan has been sensationalized, right? I mean, why this caravan? Why are we paying attention to this caravan?
Well, because there's a vote tomorrow, and they got to scare white people.
Such garbage.
Pulling people in. But there's a limit. But illegally, Phil mentioned the number of, I think, over 300,000. Those are the official numbers. Mm-hmm. I had Border Patrol tell me it could be 2 million coming in.
Well, you know, it could be. Those are the official numbers. But I had somebody on the border tell me, you know, it could be 2 million. So I'm going to go with that number.
Nobody knows anything. And all I know is Michelle Bachmann is in charge of a fucking organization that it's their job to talk to a non-existent fucking being in the universe about the UN. This is so...
Oh, it gets worse.
I don't know. It's weird, man.
It gets worse.
Illegally. He was starting to make that point that we have people coming in who are coming in on our Mexican border, but they're from Iran. They're from Sudan.
It's just not true. Give us examples, you asshole. Why would a terrorist fly down to Ecuador to make a 2,000-mile, months-long walk and then try to ford the Rio Grande somewhere to get in and kill some Americans when they could get their passport and fly from Paris into LaGuardia?
Isn't that how it usually happens? Didn't that happen with the Saudis that snuck
all
in?
All of them, They took flying lessons.
They have money.
They're so dumb, the people that believe that Middle Eastern terrorists are infiltrating the caravan. That's the dumbest thing ever.
All the money and all the training time some of these terrorists put into these fucking camps. And all that to take out. How long does it take to walk from Guatemala to the fucking U.S.? You're going to do that?
It defies logic, which fits right in with GOP thinking then.
Yes, but they're brown people.
We have people coming in who are coming in on our Mexican border, but they're from Iran. They're from Sudan. They're from Bangladesh. So think of that. They had to come from their country, and they knew how porous our southern border is. They saw that would be a feasible means to come in. Today, we're dealing with this issue of this strange polio virus that's impacting little children. We have all of these strange diseases that were cured in the United States, and they're here. Why? Because literally millions of people are coming into the United States illegally.
So the new weird paralyzing virus that has popped up with no evidence whatsoever, she says, why? Because millions of people are coming into our country and they're bringing in these diseases that we eradicated.
God, dude.
Which is also not true. Some asshole was on Fox News and said the caravan has smallpox. And everyone is like, well, if they do, that's a problem because we've kind of eradicated smallpox from the goddamn planet. And if all of a sudden it's popping up, we got issues. It's completely not true. She's saying, oh, they're bringing back some of these diseases that, you know, we eradicated.
Trump said in the election that the people coming over from Syria were diseased. He says about, you know, asylum seekers, immigrants all the time. It's fascism. These people are gross. They're animals. They're not human. They're diseased. Blah, blah, blah.
And she's lying. She's lying. Oh, where are all these diseases coming from? You know, it's all these immigrants.
These guys are so craven. I mean, it's hard for me to believe Michelle Bachmann doesn't know she's lying. And she just has her marching orders from Man Baby.
And in the Bible... I don't remember the part where it says that you should be generous and open your doors to the travelers and everything, parentheses, unless they have diseases.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't remember that.
I don't know. Any of this bullshit gels with what's in the fucking Bible.
Millions of people are coming into the United States illegally. They aren't vetted. They aren't checked. The American people are paying the price for that lawlessness.
But they are vetted. Right.
I was one of the first to publicly come out and recommend that you replace Ambassador Nikki Haley. Oh. Others have done so as well. On. You're open to this, correct?
Oh, I'm open to it because...
Oh, I'm wide open to...
Of course she is.
Oh, I'll be UN. Oh, sure.
I think he would nominate her. I think Trump would put her up as the UN person. Why not? Why not?
It's going to be Heather Nauert, right?
I remember
that. Fox and Friends.
Oh, my. I remember... maybe I'm crazy, but I remember before he actually took office, there was a rumor that the head of the VA was going to be Sarah fucking Palin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's nuts.
Something happened there.
What do you mean?
There's a weird thing there, because remember she was out stumping for him a little bit,
oh,
and then,
yes.
then all of a sudden she disappeared, and I don't know.
I think she wanted Secretary of State, and she didn't get it.
Maybe like Mika, he spurned her.
Oh, yes.
Spurned. That's some right-wing nut job the other day. Said that.
Oh, that's right.
That Mika obviously
spurned.
Was obviously doesn't like Trump because, oh, it was Grant Stinchfield from NRA TV.
Yes. Do you think Sarah Palin and Trump they have a romantic past?
Oh, bull.
Were you there?
Ambassador Nikki Haley, others have done so as well. You're open to this, correct?
Oh, I'm open to it because foreign policy is my interest.
That's right.
And the United Nations is not an organization that I've been a fan of for a long time.
At the same time, you're there already.
I've been there for over a year now at the United Nations, and we're trying to bring a different perspective to the United Nations.
You're not there in an official capacity, you asshole. You lobby the United Nations. She's not. Oh, I've been there for a year now. You're not between Botswana and Azerbaijan, you asshole.
And also bringing a different perspective, whatever the fuck she said. She talks to Sky God. What is she doing?
Nations, and we're trying to bring a different perspective to the United Nations. We have several ways that we're trying to do that, and so yes, I'm very interested in it.
So she's there. You go.
We see this caravan coming up through Mexico right now, and another.
If Trump's listening, there's, she's interested. Even though Heather Nauert,
is going to get
offered the job.
And she's from Fox.
She was on Fox and Friends, I think. Yeah,
Fox and Friends.
I think she was sat in on occasion on Fox and Friends.
Do we just want the Earth to blow up? Is that what we want? Can't we have somebody good?
We
can't have anybody good.
These apocalyptic Christians, yeah.
Yeah, that's creepy. End times motherfuckers working at the UN.
Like her. That's why
Michelle Bachmann believes in that shit.
That's why they want Israel to finish genociding all the Palestinians, because then that means the end times are near. And that means we're going to be nuzzling up against Jesus's balls pretty soon.
You know, it's so funny. They're worried about Islamic fundamentalist terrorists or whatever. We've got extremists in this country, and they're in the fucking government.
Also, with the caravan,
yes,
we found out that Trump's little military parade that he's throwing down there,
right,
is going to cost us $200 million, according to the Washington Post.
Wait, you said military parade? You mean they're sending the troops down to the borders?
Trying to be funny.
What the fuck is going on with that parade? Did the plug get pulled on that? The parade that was supposed to happen?
Yeah,
in D.C.?
they kind of were like, well, we'll just not talk about that for a while.
Maybe he'll forget about it.
The total price of Trump's military deployment to the border, including the cost of National Guard forces that have been there since April, could climb well above $200 million by the end of the year, and significantly higher if they continue into the next year, which I don't think they will because there's not an election.
Now, let's put this in perspective. I believe Max Scherzer, he plays on the Nationals now. He used to be, he was on the Tigers. I believe when he was on the Tigers, he got a deal for $220 million for a contract.
So he can pay for the.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is $200 million a lot for the government? I mean, it seems like a shit ton of money.
Yeah, it's a decent little chunk.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not when you're talking billions and billions, but
I mean, Jason Hayward for the Cubs, he's a right fielder. He got $180 million over 7 years. You know,
it's at a time that the Trump administration is calling on the Pentagon to cut unnecessary expenditures.
Why? Nothing. I can't think of anything that's going to come that will be good from this.
Veterans and Democratic leaders are complaining that Trump is wasting military dollars in a politically motivated stunt. It's 100% a politically motivated stunt.
How many troops are going down there?
15,000. More than we've got in Afghanistan.
So what happens if we need to deploy our troops somewhere and they're in fucking Mexico fucking around or whatever the fuck they're going to do?
Well, and they can't shoot.
What are 15,000?
They can't shoot people. They can't. They cannot enforce the law, domestic law, on our soil. That's the posse comitatus thing.
Posse comitatus.
Can't do it.
Can they hand out aid and food to people?
They can, yeah, and they can build the tents and shit. I mean, if that was the plan, where they're going to build these tent cities to process these refugees, that, you know, they can lend logistical support and shit like that. But sorry, incel right wingers, they're not going to be standing on the arm along the border, forming a human chain with their guns aimed at the brown people across the water. It's just not going to happen.
Now, you know, I never served in the military, and I don't know a ton about our armed forces, but I imagine when you send a shit ton of troops somewhere, don't you have to have some sort of plan for, like, what they're going to do? Like, when they get there, like, what do they do?
Yeah, they're probably going to go to the movies.
I mean, really, it's 15,000 people. You have to give them something to fucking do, right?
They're saying the deployment is necessary to effectively and safely handle as many as 7,000 migrants walking toward the border.
Well, we've got 15,000 troops. We've got, for every hungry woman carrying her baby, we've got two troops that can shoot her. That's great.
Even military planning documents dated October 27th, so a couple of weeks ago only.
Yes.
Published by Newsweek, are predicting that only 20% of them, or about 1,400 or 1,500 at the higher end of estimates, are likely to complete the journey all the way to the border. So why do we need 15,000?
Well, you do. If what the GOP was saying about the caravan were true, then maybe you would need it. If it was all terrorists running at our border at breakneck speed to come, you know, rape everybody and pillage.
Meanwhile, Putin, you know, really does have troops along the border of Ukraine and along the border of Poland.
Is that why Trump's doing this? Because he's jealous? He wants to do something with his military around his fucking border like his buddy Putin?
No, he wants to scare the white people, the old white people, to go out tomorrow and vote against all the Negroes that are running and all the women folk.
Is this not a plan to take over Mexico?
I don't think Trump wants Mexico.
Right. Yeah. He
There's a lot of brown people down there.
I want Canada.
They speak Mexican. Former Pentagon official said the military has a lot of things that it needs to be doing these days. Looking at estimates of the size of the caravan, you could ask the question as to whether this is the most appropriate use of U.S. active duty forces.
Right. 15,000 fucking people.
Somebody pointed out that with this ridiculous political stunt, Trump could feed homeless veterans for a year.
Right.
every homeless veteran.
How long are they deployed at the border?
Question mark.
How do we?
I think they're going to get there and they're going to process this caravan and then they're going to leave because there won't be an election coming up and Trump won't need to rally up his
racist
base.
He'll have him leave. He'll do a victory lap. He's like, we saved the country from the caravan.
Look,
blah, blah,
only
blah.
They were so scared. Only about 1,500 of them ended up coming through and they're being processed.
Oh, it's bizarre.
And all the assholes that go to the rallies and stuff.
They love it.
Believe every word he says, no matter what.
That's what these assholes say. They always say, I just like it because he's tough. He doesn't let anybody take advantage of us.
Except Kim Jong-un.
Right.
Except the Chinese. Putin. Except Putin.
The Saudis.
Yeah. But other than that.
Except our enemies, our supposed enemies. Duterte.
I don't know if Duterte's our enemy. The Philippines are our friend.
Right.
He's horrific.
Right.
It's not like the Iran.
Yeah.
Who nobody likes.
Right.
None of them like us. And now these new sanctions that should not have been put on the Iranians because they're following
They were conforming the nuclear, to the deal.
Yeah,
right?
100%. I mean, the Iranian people are saying, I saw something today. They were like, we may starve to death.
These and what people, do you think that does? We create a lot of starving people in Iran.
Well, the dumb thought is that the people of Iran will get mad at their own government.
That's not how that's going to go.
Well, right. Not they're going to get mad at us for creating the sanctions. They're going to get mad at their Iranian government and overthrow those evil mullahs.
They're going to start burning Donald Trump in effigy over there.
Start.
Yeah, really.
Keep. Those are the only people who are going to have jobs.
They're going to be mad at us. I don't know.
Trump pinata makers.
It's like, do we ever have any hope of I don't know, finding peace in that part of the world with these lunatics in charge?
No, and not as long as we are playing whoever sucks our dick the hardest is in the right. The Saudis are horrific what they're doing in Yemen and shit like this.
All those people starving to death.
And we're just like, well, you know, but they got oil.
But what about the United States of Shush?
But I want to put a tower in Riyadh.
Oh, my God.
We got to be nice to them. God, and they bailed out Jared.
Oh, right, right. Subway Jared?
The good news? Sprinkle some.
Yay.
A little bit of good news here once in a while. But again, you remember these ag gag rules?
Oh, yeah.
The famous one is in Idaho where some...
this is anti-whistleblower shit, right?
Yeah, some animal activist types took jobs at a factory farm, ooh, factory animal meat packing, whatever kind of thing.
Slaughterhouse, right?
And they... I think both taped and witnessed horrific, disgusting, nasty abuse of these poor animals that are
horrible.
Were not nice to in the first place. Illegal. People went to jail. People went to jail for it, for the stuff they found.
Yes.
But in Idaho, the completely bought and purchased Republican legislature there that is owned by the factory farming interests and big agriculture Monsanto fucks. bent over and said, well, we're going to pass this law that was literally written by one of the factory farms lawyers that said, it's illegal to go undercover on somebody's business and do shit like that.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to be caught.
You're a domestic terrorist. I can't believe you're doing that.
Yeah, you're fucking up our schemes.
And that passed. That law passed.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
Fortunately, challenged in the courts went tits up like it should because fuck you, big business.
Ooh,
that think you can do anything and break laws willy-nilly.
Right. Well, as soon as Trump gets enough people in the courts, they will be able to do that, maybe.
Not yet, because we got another one in Wyoming, which was worse. The one in Idaho, and there was another one in another...
You ever been to Wyoming?
Through.
Yeah. There's nothing there.
There's another one in a... in another state that was also the one in Idaho and the one in the other state, which I'm skimming trying to find, Arkansas, North Carolina and Arkansas.
Perfect.
Were pretty focused on factory farming.
Yes.
But the one in Wyoming was real generic. Like they tried to pass it and say it has something to do with trespassing or something like that. But it ended up the vagary of the wording, they did it so well that it prevented environmental groups and scientists from going on public lands.
Oh, shit.
Public lands and getting any kind of data. You can go on the land.
Oh, my God.
But you can't collect any data, including take pictures. Somebody went out and was taking pictures of a horribly polluted river. That's illegal.
But you can go there.
But you can't collect any data.
I can drink from the river. I can swim in it. But I can't.
Wyoming passed the data trespass law.
Good God.
Making it illegal for anyone to collect data on public or private land.
So if you're hanging out on public or private land, You're not allowed to draw any conclusions from the shit
you can't
you're
take a
at.
Selfie.
Good God.
If there's shit in the background, I mean, you.
That's laughable.
Right. And it's targeted at data that groups collect that monitor pollution.
Right.
From cattle grazing and other agricultural practices. They're keeping an eye on these giant factory farms and giant factory
yes.
cow organizations.
Right.
And making sure that they aren't just polluting the fuck out of the land.
Right, right.
And but those guys have the money, so they bought the whores of the Wyoming legislature, who then said, yeah, that's right. We should do that, make it so you can't collect data.
Oh,
and then
good.
we'll disguise it. We'll make it really vague, and then we'll go after any of these evil liberals that take pictures of our pollution.
You know, that's really infuriating if you think about the storms, like Hurricane Florence went all through the Carolinas. It whipped up all the shit from those fucking pig farms.
Those pig shit vats, yeah.
God.
Well, and those were apparently following the law, but, you know, yeah. These are people, when they'll flout the law and they'll start dumping pig shit into a stream or something, and you go out on the one of these environmental groups goes out on public land is like, oh, hey, check this shit out. Literally. And they take pictures of the river,
yes.
And they take samples and everything. They would go to jail for that.
That's fucking insane.
For removing data.
But doesn't someone need to be doing that? I mean,
well, this judge is pissed.
Right.
They threw it out.
Oh, good.
The district court ruled that is a blatant violation of the First Amendment. The lawyers were smart. They couched it as a First Amendment. They're like, well, how can we give the free speech without the data to back up the free speech?
Yeah.
The critics of the law argued it would silence whistleblowers who expose public land management issues, which was the point.
So you can build a pipeline through public land, but you can't take a soil sample and analyze
no,
it.
No. If there's a big hole spewing oil
doesn't
out,
make
you
any
can't
fucking sense.
You can't tell anybody about that or you're going to jail, you terrorist.
See, that tells you how brazen these fucking lobbyists are. They will write whatever law and shove it down your fucking throat. Even it sounds so fucking dumb.
This one in Wyoming was the first to introduce a more generalized version of an ag gag law that didn't have language directly directed specifically at factory farming.
But doesn't some like politician or legislator have to champion something like this to get it through?
Sure.
But who the fuck can put their name on this?
A Republican.
It's so...
What do you think? Yeah, what do you mean? A Republican.
But this is good news because it went away.
Right. Okay. Well, until it gets appealed higher.
Right.
Until we get to some Trump appointees.
Louis Gohmert would love this.
I don't think they should be able to do that.
Don't take soil.
No massages for you.
Get me off.
It would. It put individuals gathering scientific data at risk of trespass violations if they even crossed over a parcel of private land on their way to a spot on public land.
Yes. God.
It's just so vague. It was insane.
That's fucked up.
Western Watersheds Project, a nonprofit conservation organization that collects water quality data in an effort to improve public land management.
Right.
And guess who's been fighting them? The ranching industry.
Oh, of course.
What do you mean we can't let our cows shit all over the place?
Fuck you, boy. Jesus Christ.
Their work after this law was passed got slashed almost 70% because they couldn't get to the places they needed to collect the data that it wasn't illegal.
This is ridiculous.
Well, yeah. The Natural Resources Defense Council had to halt an air pollution monitoring project.
Right. That's crazy.
All this shit.
This reminds me of aren't there laws somewhere that there's no fly zones if there's a tar sand spill or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is kind of similar to that bullshit, right?
Journalists found themselves restricted, unable to reach certain locations to take photos for news articles because that was considered data. Because
these big companies don't want to be demonized for ruining the fucking environment. They don't want to be hated like BP in the oil spill, right?
I don't think they care if they're hated. I think they don't want to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
They don't care.
That makes a lot more sense.
Think of them.
What I said was insane. They don't give a shit.
The court found the data is the information you need to be able to formulate your free speech.
Ooh, yes.
Therefore, it's protected under the First Amendment.
That's the information. I mean, that's crazy.
And the court said, by the way, trespass can be regulated and criminalized without any requirement of subsequent engagement in protected speech activities. Targeting speech suggests, in fact, that you weren't trying to target trespass,
wow,
he said to the legislature. And so the statute is not properly targeted. In
right.
other words, the judge is like, this, we're on to you.
We get it.
We're on to you, assholes. You're not going after trespass laws. You're going after... you're sucking the dick of big ranch and big ag.
Yeah, the judge was like, look, this one is a little too far, guys. Honestly, you got to walk this back.
The law was Wyoming's attempt to really skew the discourse and prevent specific types of conversation to specifically prevent environmental speech.
Damn. That's crazy.
Republicans, everybody.
Yeah, I mean.
This is if you don't get out and vote tomorrow.
They took that page off the EPA, man.
This will be the whole fucking country.
Right.
Except California, who's still holding out.
Yes. They'll secede, though. They'll make their own country.
Well, then Mississippi, Alabama,
fucked,
all you red taker states are fucked when
right.
1/6 of the U.S. economy goes bye-bye.
Czar Jerry Brown will attack. And he's going to occupy Texas.
So I guess that's good news that
that's good news.
Wyoming court found that it's these ag, another one of these ag, and they've never won. There's been three or four different challenges for these ag gag rules, and they've always lost. However, I think what were the two states? North Carolina and Arkansas have new fresh ones waiting, ready.
I've never understood why you can't fly over a tar sand spill and take pictures of it.
It's dangerous.
You're in a plane.
But it's dangerous.
The tar sand spill is dangerous.
You're going to see how much we polluted. Remember, there was a whole neighborhood in
yes,
Missouri?
Absolutely. You
that
were.
Was like, they were trying to figure out who ordered a no-fly zone. And everyone's like, well, it wasn't me. No, it wasn't me.
I mean, those spills are horrible. They're like nearly impossible to clean up, right? Because the tar seeps down into the water table.
Yeah. Let's see. We didn't finish Paula Page, did we?
I
think we got sidelined. I played his little clip, but then I got
there's more
sidelined. Well, he's moving to Florida.
Okay,
he's done.
God, what part?
Governor Paula Page said he plans to move to Florida for tax reasons. They don't have any taxes down there.
Fuck yeah! What part, Paul?
He's going to teach at a university. I want to know where he's
going college
to be teaching.
That's fucking ridiculous. There's a hypnosis institute down there in Gainesville or in near Panama City.
Regardless of who is elected to succeed him, he says, I'll be a resident of Florida if Janet Mills wins. I can promise you that.
Oh, yes.
Of the Democratic nominee.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I'll also be in Florida if Sean Moody wins, because I'm going to retire and go to Florida. I'm done with politics. I've done my 8 years. It's time for somebody else.
That means he had two terms as governor.
Yeah, they re-elected him. Yeah.
Fucking amazing. I don't even know how a guy like this finds his way into politics. There's nothing likable about him.
He was Trumpy before Trump.
Yeah, but he's such an asshole, though. You know, Trump has that thing where, I mean, he's a tremendous dickhead where he can be, no, Trump's an asshole. I don't know. I just don't know how Paula Page has any charisma.
LePage says he is talking to a couple of universities about teaching.
Oh, bullshit.
In Florida from September through April, but he wouldn't identify the schools.
Go to DeVry, dickhead. What about that? Phoenix University.
They already have a house in Florida, often vacation there, it says. Doesn't say where, though.
Milton.
Where will he said he'll I'll tell you very simply. I have a house in Florida. I will pay no income tax and not no state income tax. I will pay no income tax, and the house in Florida's property taxes are $2,000 less than we were paying in Booth Bay.
Well, it's every place is different, dickhead. Does he hate Maine? Is that what he's saying?
I guess he's like, fuck you, Maine. I'm leaving.
Paul, you should love Maine. You're like an, I don't even know how to describe your personality. You're a total shithead. But that state made you governor twice. You should love them.
Yeah, but Maine is weird. Maine is, it's not like Trumpian that crazy. I don't know. It was one of those inexplicable elections where people, it was a precursor to Trump, where people are feeling the economic schlong of capitalism.
Did they want to blow it up? Is that the blow it up theory?
Yeah.
You hire some, you vote for some loon like Paul LePage.
LePage comes in and says, you know, the government's the problem. I'm going to blow everything up.
I'm getting rid of everything.
Drain the swamp kind of, you know, language.
A lot of people wanted that for Trump. That's why they voted for him. It's so stupid.
Asked if he had any regrets for his time in office. He said he wishes he could have done more to lower energy costs and income taxes.
Okay, great.
I agree with energy costs. Don't agree with income taxes.
What about that? Didn't he have a trapper keeper or like a folder of like drug dealers or something he had?
He looked through them and didn't see any white faces.
Oh, yes.
They did lower Maine's income taxes twice during his tenure, but he wanted to get rid of them.
Oh, shit.
He wants to be like Florida and New Hampshire, who have no state income tax.
Right. New Hampshire doesn't have that either.
I guess.
God, I've never been to New Hampshire. I don't even think in New Hampshire.
Didn't Texas not have a state? I might be wrong.
I don't know. What goes on in New Hampshire? Have you ever been there?
No, I've never really hung out in the Northwest. I haven't been to Maine or New Hampshire, Vermont,
Northeast,
East. I mean,
yeah. I just never think of New Hampshire is. I don't know what the fuck you do there or what goes on.
He's gotten into little Twitter fights and so media fights with Stephen King a few times.
Yes.
The author, not the racist from Iowa.
Steve King, the racist from Iowa. I mean, I think he would love, they would get along with each other.
Stephen King, the author, had a great tweet the other day. It was like, please, people of Iowa, get rid of this guy. I'm sick of being confused for him.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, for some reason, Chris Matthews calls him Stephen King from Iowa, not Steve King, which is what he goes by.
Yeah.
So every time he says Stephen King, I'm like, wait, the author?
Chris Matthews must be one of those guys who's like stubborn. He's like, I say Stephen. That's my thing.
In 2015, Stephen King said, my wife and I pay every cent of our main income state taxes and are glad to do it. We feel, as Governor LePage apparently does not, that much is owed from those to whom much has been given. We see our taxes as a way of paying back the state that has given us so much. State taxes pay for state services. There's just no way around it. Governor LePage needs to remember there ain't no free lunch.
Right, right. And you get, you know, pays for schools and shit like that. So everybody in Maine's not dumb as fuck.
Yeah, like roads, you know.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Right. You need roads.
But no, you got to give tax breaks to the rich.
I mean, you need roads. Paul, what do you think? You were governor.
We got a few minutes left here in the big old show. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Yay!
I feel a sneeze coming on.
Oh, shit.
This is from, the horrible yoga studio shooting in Tallahassee.
Yes.
Andrew Gillum suspended his campaign for the day.
Right.
Of course, DeSantis.
The racist did not, right?
But it turns out that the guy who went in and killed two at the yoga center.
Yes.
Injuring five more.
Okay.
And then killed himself. Was one of these incels.
Oh, one of these MRA dickheads,
yeah.
Right?
long history of violent misogynist behavior.
Oh, what a shock. He shot up a yoga studio, man. What a fucking asshole.
The gunman was an incel or involuntary celibate.
Oh,
or a man who finds community with other misogynist men online where they express their hatred for women because they aren't able to have romantic or sexual relationships with them.
Because your personality is absolute fucking garbage.
The gunman had a long... Right, and our society, many parts of our society, teach you that you are entitled to that vagina.
Oh, yes. I don't need to be charming or interesting or, you know.
We had we played the clip of Little Fucker Carlson's show where he had on Dennis Prager.
Right.
Dennis Prager was defending his position that, you know, ladies, you should just really, you know, your mood shouldn't decide whether you have sex with your man or not, because, you know, it's really important to him and you should just take one for the team.
And your husband should just be able to fucking rape you, right?
Your mood shouldn't matter. Those were his words. Your mood, you shouldn't let mood determine whether you want to have sex or not.
Switch it around. Hey, Prager, what's his name?
Dennis Prager.
Prager, what if you weren't in the mood? I don't know. Dickhead.
This gunman had a long history of posting violent anti-woman tirades online, engaging with the incel community.
Bleh.
Posted videos and songs online calling women sluts, whores, treacherous.
Oh, God.
Also posted with disgust about LGBTQ people and interracial couples.
Oh,
let's all try to take a wild guess as to who he voted for in 2016.
Oh, gee, Pat, I think he voted for Donald motherfucking Trump. In a MAGA hat.
He was arrested in 2012 and 2016 for grabbing women.
Oh, okay.
Former roommates told reporters they felt uncomfortable with his odd, angry behavior.
He's a creep.
The way he lurked and followed girls.
Oh, God.
This is the latest in a long series of incels turned violent in 2014. An incel became a hero to his online community when he killed 6 people and injured 14 in Isla Vista, California.
We got to get rid of the internet. You know what I mean? These incels, they're all over it.
He had also targeted women.
Yes.
Posted videos online railing against women who would not sleep with him. Interracial couples. They got a thing about this interracial.
Why do they give a fuck about that?
Because the white women should be fucking them, not the big nasty Negroes.
That's right. That's right.
They'll even go fuck blacks before they'll fuck me.
You guys are mentally ill. You need a Prozac. Fuck, I don't know what you need.
In Toronto, another man drove through a crowd killing 10. He had previously posted and spoken online in fawning terms about the Isla Vista killer.
Ugh.
And also ranted about women not sleeping with him.
Oh, God, I hate that these fuckers are all up in our society and you have to deal with them. It's nuts.
But it's the butt hurtery.
Yes.
And the entitlement.
Yes.
I'm a white male. I should be able to command any vagina to open at my command. Opens up to me.
Look at all my guns. Look at my truck. Look at my truck nuts. I'm perfect. Fuck me.
It's really just an ugly time right now.
No, I know.
It's not a good look for America.
No.
Y'all.
It's embarrassing. These MRA motherfuckers are embarrassing. I don't know.
I think tomorrow in the election, something also very important.
Yes.
And I know which way this one's going to go, I think.
Right.
Our neighbors.
Yes.
That are teabagging the panhandle here.
Ooh,
in the sovereign state of Alabama.
Right.
Who we should all be reminded was a tenth of a point, 2/10 of a point away from electing Roy Moore.
Was that close?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Jesus. I mean, I knew it was close, but damn.
It was just not close enough to trigger a recount, right?
And for some reason, Roy Moore didn't sue for a recount, right? Because his campaign would have to pay for it.
Yes.
I think that's it. You cheap motherfucker.
A proposed constitutional amendment.
Yes.
would allow the government to display the Ten Commandments on every piece of public property in the state.
When is this shit going to stop? I don't want any more Ten Commandment bullshit, guys.
Amendment 1 unnecessarily rewrites the religious liberty provisions of the Alabama Constitution in, I'm reading from Pathos, so they're woke, in alarming ways.
God.
There is some good language in the amendment prohibiting taxes from going to churches, which is already protected under the law, so they don't need to write that in there.
You know, if these Ten Commandments going up in courthouses or whatever they want, if they could be inflatable rather than actual stone slabs, that would be better. So when they eventually have to be removed, it's not that much trouble. You just deflate the fucking thing.
Oh, I think sledgehammer parties would be. I'd go.
But they're so heavy, man. Yeah. So stupid. You think there's an inflatable, like, stone-looking Ten Commandments thing? You think that exists on Amazon?
Of course. Everything exists.
Oh, God.
The, when it comes to the Christians.
Yeah.
No merch. There's no debasing of religion with what they could, if they can sell something, some bauble.
Shit.
Let's not forget that the first, they try to say, well, it's not religious, it's history.
Yes.
And remember the first commandment. I'm the Lord, your God. You shall have no other gods before me.
God, shove it up your ass. What about Aquaman? That's who I worship.
So I'm sure the ACLU and all those are prepared to instantly start challenging this in the courts.
Right.
But, you know, I don't have hope that the people of Alabama are going to vote this down.
Come on, man. Come on.
I think the people of Alabama are going to say, we want the Ten Commandments in every school building and every courthouse.
But guys, don't you know the Ten Commandments already? I mean, you guys are so into that Jesus shit. Do you really need it hanging in the fucking courthouse?
But Ryan, all the killings are going to stop and all the school shootings they have their Jesus magic.
Oh, good fucking point.
Their magic shield.
Ooh.
You got to go.
I don't see an inflatable Ten Commandments available.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We are back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, and crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Listen to all the other great stuff here on the network. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy. His Instagram is RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, y'all. We're back tomorrow.
Bitch ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit, motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.